A U.S. congressional committee has launched an investigation into the Donald Trump administration's plan to transfer sensitive nuclear power technology to Saudi Arabia, despite objections from national security officials. The House Oversight Committee said in a report that several top Trump appointees, including his son-in-law, promoted the idea while having strong private commercial interests. The report noted that the inquiry is particularly critical because the administration's efforts on the subject appear to be ongoing. The committee warned that the move is a potential violation of the law. The White House has made no comment so far, but the president's intentions to give Riyadh access to U.S. nuclear technology is no secret. Last week, Trump met with nuclear power developers to discuss building plants in Saudi Arabia. Political analyst E. Michael Jones says the U.S. administration seems to be running the American foreign policy like an extension of Trump enterprises.
What we saw previously was that journalist Khashoggi was murdered, chopped up. No one knows where his body is. It's probably dissolved by the Saudi government, and outrage around the world. And Donald Trump says basically that we're not going to do anything because they buy lots of stuff from us. So I think the message here is clear. If you buy lots of stuff from the United States, if you're a good customer, we'll treat you to whatever you want. I think that's basically the rule of foreign policy at this point. And I think that the Congress is upset, and they're looking for something more substantial or a way to block what's going on here. So the Trump administration is encouraging the very proliferation of nuclear weapons that all the previous presidents, whether sincerely or not, tried to rein in.